We love helping out anyone in the Zinc family who's feeling a little bit lost and alone and needs to make connections. And we noticed Linda's put out on Facebook that she'd like to get more involved with our community.
Well, absolutely. She said she's a single lady originally from Ireland, going insane with boredom. She's going insane with boredom.
She's
going
to kill you for that accent, I tell you.
In Gympie, this is not good, Linda. My darling, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're here to try and help relieve your boredom.
Oh, you're so kind, honestly. People have been amazing. Oh, they really have.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been here for how long?
Oh, I've been in Australia since 2000, so... What's that, 21 years?
Well, you're an Aussie now.
Probably, yeah.
And did you move straight to Gympie?
No, I didn't. I actually came to Australia via Japan and went to Sydney and then the South Coast and then came up to Gympie. I actually heard about Gympie in Japan, believe it or not.
Amazing.
Wow. How did you?
Yeah, we did.
From someone else, from another Aussie that was from Gympie?
Yeah. No, they were actually from Victoria and... I'd mentioned about, you know, because I was singing in Japan and stuff, and I'd mentioned about country music, and they were like, oh, you'd really love Gympie. And that was how it started, and it stuck in my head. And then when I was down the South Coast, I was looking for some land so I could keep my horses close. And, every time I just kept searching, it kept coming back to Gympie.
Well, I can't believe, because you're a singer, that you're not finding connections. I mean, that is the perfect way to get involved with people. You sing at them, you sing with them, and they want to, you know, invite you over.
I think the problem was because I ended up, when I moved here, just being on my property, and I was working in the evenings, so I was opposite to everybody else. And I just kind of, like, lived with my animals for 10 years. Became a bit of a recluse.
Oh, that's a difficulty, isn't it, when your schedule doesn't meet up with everyone else's. So I love that you've put a post on asking for what to do, because there are heaps of things to do in that beautiful area. I've just moved up here myself and I just couldn't love it anymore. I mean, I'm presuming you've been to Candanga.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether you know, but I know for a fact that they have this thing at the Candanga Farm Store. It's kind of like speed dating for farmers and people in your situation that have properties where you can go and meet and talk to other like-minded people. We know for a fact that there's a great thing called pickleball.
Yeah, that's started tonight.
Pickleball is on tonight in town. So what sort of other things have people told you about that you're keen to give a try?
People have just blown me away with their kindness. They've been incredible, you know. Everything from, like, doing pottery, the arts, to the different gyms and explaining exactly what the difference is with their gym and what they do, to somebody actually reached out and said, look, I need a dance partner. I noticed that you've done.
Oh, fantastic. What sort of dancing?
I did really love Latin. That's my passion.
Well, there's a Latin fiesta that happens every Sunday. We got in touch with a lady a couple of weeks ago who does their a little thing out at Woologa Way. We can put you in touch with her.
That's wonderful. I'd love to really help in the community, you know, especially I've been an orphan myself.
Yeah.
And I would love to help out with orphans in the community. I know Hope Brains does an incredible stuff there with the equine therapy.
And that's very important too, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, Linda.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I really applaud you for reaching out and just asking for help, because I think there are a lot of people out there who are disconnected and a bit lonely and they just don't know where to start. So this is where Facebook is wonderful, because it gives people an opportunity to help you out when you need it.
If you want to pass on any information to us, just give us a call, 1-300-891-929. We'll get you in touch with Linda and you can connect that way. But thanks for highlighting your plight, Linda, and maybe if you want to do something, come to the Zinc Family Race Day.
Yes.
On Saturday. Great way to connect with a whole lot of people.